Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And that's the way it sounded. Wells Fargo Center yesterday. You thought it was up in New York. No, it was here. As Knicks fans take over in a Sixers loss, 97-92. This series is 3-1, and the Sixers are all but cooked. Game 5 tomorrow night up in New York. Joel Embiid after the game, not pleased with the lack of fans turning out here.
Y'all be ashamed of y'all,
so. Here it is.
You guys have always had such great home court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with a significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town, so you know they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
It kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town, right?
That's the one.
A little passive aggressive, like I thought this was a sports town.
See, that's the one that got me right there. I mean, because again, you know, I don't think it's far fetched to say that a lot of sports figures look at social media or listen to what's being said about them. Joel Embiid strikes me as a guy that kind of, you know, knows what the pulse of the city is. So when you say things like that, knowing how people feel about some of your past performances, I just think that you probably should have stayed away from that. Even if you feel vindicated by saying what you're saying, you probably shouldn't say that. And that's where I'm at with it, because somebody can easily point out your box score like they did and look at your performance in the fourth quarter. You're 7-2, dog. I mean, and this is not me getting on you. This is just me pointing out the facts. You're the biggest player on the court at any given time. In four games, you got 2 rebounds in the fourth quarter. That's a fact. So someone that they could glean from that is that you came up short in the fourth quarter. I mean, and that's just the reality of it, because there are times in big games where you see the biggest players and the biggest stars, they have monster games, like Jalen Brunson, who has stepped up big in the last couple of games. Well, especially yesterday. Yeah, what he beat the franchise record for scoring points in the playoffs or whatever it was. Yeah, he's in the record books now. So when you have performances like that, I think it just kind of puts you in a tough spot when diehard fans hear you say things like that.
Yeah, and when he says the quote, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. My retort is it frustrates me because you're considered one of the best players in the league. Joel Embiid right now, and this, I guess this could change. I don't think any of us would bet on this because they'd have to win this series and then the next. Joel Embiid is the only NBA MVP in the history of the NBA to never play in a conference finals, ever. So, like, you want to question the sports town that Philadelphia is? Well, I can question the kind of superstar you really are. And here's how the question could have been answered. I get it. He was asked. To be fair to Joel, he wasn't just, like, saying this, right? He didn't just walk to his locker and say, hey, how about that crowd? They stunk today. No, he was asked the question. Also, I want to say, I know he's not really in the running for the Insider of the Year. I don't know what award we give Dave Uram. He asked the best questions in these press conferences. You ever notice these are always Dave Uram's questions?
Yeah, he
I got to give that guy credit.
Shout out to Dave.
That's our guy.
He tends to get under people's skin a little bit.
He came back here earlier to sort of marinate in his work a little bit.
Good.
You guys like that Embiid stuff.
I did, Dave. Yep. Yeah, we appreciate it. That's a good question. Well, you got him to answer it. He did. And I understand he was put on the spot. Good job by the reporter. But he also could have answered it like, I don't know, Nick Nurse did, asked the same question basically by Dave. Here's how Nick Nurse responded to the fans yesterday.
But the road team has a significant amount of fans here that makes it seem like a different home game. How much more difficult does it make it seem?
Don't put much stock in that. I think we can win here, or win there, or win anywhere. Just got to play better.
That's it. That's the answer. That's it. Yeah, don't put too much stock in it. I'm with everyone that feels it is annoying. Like, it's annoying they took over the building. I said that on Friday. But I don't want to hear from Joel after a no-show in the fourth quarter. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jerry is up next. What's up, Jerry?
Jerry.
What's up, fellas?
You're
What's
back,
going on,
Jerry. You're in
doing?
The truck. How you doing, pal?
I'm back in the truck. The one horn was for Howie and the Eagles. The other is for the Phillies. And the other one was for Andy and Deffer. I'm back in my truck, Andy. I love you, brother, but I'm back in the truck. So, yeah, I got 3 points, one on the Eagles, one on the Phillies, one on the Sixers. So, Howie hit it again. Ever since he's come out of the closet a few years ago, he's just been on fire as far as the draft goes and everything that he's done for this organization to bring in players, get rid of players, making the right picks, making the right trades. I mean, he was trading his butt off on Saturday. I think you had 9 trades or something like that, guys.
Yeah, he set the record for trades in a draft.
Yeah,
and then
he'll be messing around.
Jerry setting them up for next year because he got 3 picks for next year while he moved around on this one.
And I think that was his whole goal because he was just maneuvering around and he got some good players. You know, I'm so glad they got Trot. I'm going to have to get – I never got a Trot jersey. But I don't know why, but I'm going to get one now. So, and the Phillies. Phillies just keep on rolling. Their pitcher staff is unbelievable. There's only 4 teams in Major League that's got 19 wins, and the Phillies are one of them. And they're right on the tail of the Braves. They're actually in the hunt in April still, instead of being in a hole to have to dig out by July.
Jerry, you're totally right. The Phillies are playing excellent baseball. They sweep the Padres. We're going to get to some Phillies over the course of the show here. Jerry, we appreciate it. But the Phillies are playing great. I was joking in our meeting before the show. The best team in the city right now is the one that we're not talking much about because obviously the draft this weekend and the Sixers loss was ugly. But the Phillies are playing great. 19 wins. They sweep the Padres. They're in Los Angeles tonight. We'll do a little Phillies coming up later this hour. But I believe the Braves have the Mariners and the Dodgers on the road this week. There's a real chance the Phillies could be in first place by the end of this weekend coming up. The Braves, this is a tough stretch the Braves have. Good teams they're facing, good pitching. If the Phillies keep doing what they're doing against 2 teams they should beat, the Angels and Giants this weekend at home, we could come in here next Monday and they're in first place.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great to be. You're talking about the Mariners. They're not that great at like 15 wins on the season. The Braves have 19. So, but there's a chance that can go either way.
Yeah, well, and the Mariners have really good pitching. It's a road game. And then the Braves go to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers this weekend. So they could have some losses coming up. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's good, on, Will. Man? What's up?
Oh, man. Let me. I'm going to talk a little Eagles real quick and a lot of Sixers. All right. Hugh, I'm going to give you this. Thunder.
Thundercats. Thundercats, oh!
You know what I mean, bro? Listen.
Yes.
You know what I like about them Thundercats? They hungry, and guess what? They're going to make Slay and all the rest of them guys play harder.
They're going to have to. If you want to keep your job, that's your best bet. You're going to have to go out there. You're going to have to be a little uncomfortable.
And that's why I like what you say about them Thundercats, man, because he got to play hard now, or you'll be sitting down. You know what I mean? Now, with the Sixers, let me tell you about this owner. Now, I'm going to give you my analogy. This owner is like, you know, when you have an apartment complex and you get a new owner and he's a slumlord. That's mm-hmm. what this guy is. He's a slumlord. Everything's broken, and he ain't trying to fix anything, just like this team. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is this. I want to ask you guys this. How many teams have you known to win a championship with maybe 5 to 6 players playing 82 games? Because that's what the Sixers doing. They're trying to win 82 games with 5 to 6 players. And the reason why I always say take a page out of Dawn Staley's book, because she made the bench play harder, and she made them look like starters. You know what I'm saying? And she was there last night. Now, with Brunson, all you had to do is double-team him, or like we know back in the day, fundamentals. Put a hand in his face, just like the girl did to shut the point guard from Iowa down. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like right now, we got to look at the owner, man. You got to look at the coach, man, because ain't no way. You got the power forward in foul trouble. You got the center in foul trouble. And you don't send Embiid down low. And B, stop laying the ball up and dunk. That's how you get a foul. You're not going to get it going soft through the lane. You know what I'm saying? But in our Philly fans, this is the last thing. We love Philly. We love our teams. But guess what? You got to have the heart and the will to finish. We tired of seeing playoff. We want to see a championship. So if you can't deal with what we need, then guess what? You deal with the fans not showing up for you. And that's all I got.
Well, Will, it's a good call, man. We appreciate the passion. I mean, Hugh mentioned that sequence late in the game where Joel, he has a shot. I mean, that's a jump shot, the one he passed up, Hugh, that he makes all the time. He chose to go to the basket. I think he did want the foul. He wanted maybe an and-one or whatever he was hoping for. And Hugh, he got neither. He didn't get fouled, and he didn't make the layup.
Yeah, that was the tough part about it, is that because you had the shot. Like, that shot was a textbook shot. You could have made that easily.
Yep.
Nobody, it was not contested. You drove. You decided not to dunk, which I get. I understand that, because the last time you did something like that, you got hurt. But you didn't get anything out of it. It was like, you know, no return on anything. So, yeah, it was a tough spot to be in, no question.
Yeah, and there's been too many of these. You know, in three of the four fourth quarters in the series, Joel has been a zero. And it's just, it's very hard to win in the NBA when the teams are close if your best player is nothing in the fourth quarter. And Joel, as Hugh's pointed out a few times today, has two total rebounds in the fourth quarter of this series. Two total rebounds.
And that's not a good look.
And it feels like every time they lose, it's the same thing we keep saying. Well, the Knicks keep rebounding. The Knicks keep getting all these offensive rebounds. Well, who's supposed to get the rebounds on the Sixers? Yeah, you could tell me, well, Tobias stinks. He's not helping. We know that. But Joel Embiid is 7'2". He's a center.
7'2".
You got to grab a rebound, man.
He's 7'2".
Josh Hart is what, 6'5", 6'6"? Jumping out of the gym, grabbing all these. He had 17 rebounds yesterday. Let's go to David in West Effort. Hey, David.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
All right, David. We're getting, I mean, happy about this Eagles draft, but the Sixers are frustrating.
And, Joe, you just hit on the perfect point. Josh Hart had 17 rebounds. What did Tobias do last night?
Tobias, yes. Let me pull the box score back up.
Tobias.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that on purpose, but it probably fits. Tobias yesterday. Here is the box score for our old buddy Tobias Harris yesterday against the Knicks. So Tobias Harris played yesterday, just what we have in front of us, 34 minutes.
You sure he played?
Well, he was on the court, but I don't know if that counts.
Okay.
He, 34 minutes, he made four shots, 10 points, 8 rebounds.
Oh, great. And so what did he do to elevate – what has he done in the last 4 years to elevate his game? I mean, hold on, let me check. He is a max contract player, right?
Yeah, he's done nothing. He's been almost a complete zero for 4 years.
It's just embarrassing. And everything you say about Joel, I can't agree with more, but I'm just sick of beating a dead horse. And we're like, Tobias, I feel like every year just gets off the hook. Like, he is the reason why we can't do anything, right? We can't trade him at the trade deadline. He does – I don't even know what his role on the team is this year.
Stand in the corner, and when the ball comes to you, look almost afraid to shoot it. David, it's remarkable because when he got here, you know, he was in his mid-20s, and he was averaging about 20 points a game. It felt like, all right, if he could find a spot to fit in around Joel, it's a kind of a nice forward to have next to your big center, and it's never worked. He never produces, ever.
Or, like, he's afraid to even just, bang down low and grab a board or something. And I'm going to end with this. Trotter Jr., go Phils.
Love it, David. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Tobias thing, we're ending this contract on.
He gave you 10 points.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I can't believe we've had to go through the whole contract. It feels like a brand of torture.
Because he's been consistent throughout these playoffs.
What does that mean?
I'm just, listen.
Dude.
Consistently.
Before you get mad at me, Kyle, he's consistently give you 8 to 10 points every night.
Hugh, he's horrible.
I'm not saying he's not.
He is horrible.
Then say he's horrible. Please. Do me a favor.
Say he's not good. He's giving you 8 to 10.
Can you please say a bad thing about Tobias Harris?
Can I just say this is bad. He got to give you more. Okay, is that bad?
No.
He has to give you more.
No, I want you but to explicitly you, state what Tobias Harris is.
He's not worth the money that he's being paid.
I used to ask this question.
But
go ahead.
He's been consistent, Joe.
I used to ask this question, and this was a bigger deal than Tobias. But I used to ask this question at the end about Carson Wentz when people defend him. I used to just say a very simple question: what does he do well? And I'm going to ask this question about Tobias Harris. What does he do well?
Can be consistent.
Nothing. I mean, the answer is nothing. He doesn't shoot it well, doesn't defend well, doesn't rebound well, doesn't pass well.
Please finish the statement. Consistently what?
No, listen. If he wasn't starting and he was coming off the bench, that'd be a pretty good night
but
for
him. But he is starting.
That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to make anybody more upset.
The lengths you will go to not say anything bad about Tobias Harris is wild.
Are you Terrell Harris in disguise?
Are you his dad?
No, but what I'm saying is I'm not trying to say anything to make anybody upset, but he has been the most consistent Sixer throughout this whole
thing. Can I give you some advice? I don't think there's anyone in the city that will be upset if you say something negative about Tobias Harris Tobias Harris.
He stinks. He has not stepped up at all.
He is horrible.
But he's been consistently
bad.
What is that? He's averaged 8 points this whole series.
Dude. He stinks.
I have 7 letters to describe Tobias Harris. Ready for this word? Useless. Useless in this series. He has been.
No, I'm not saying he hasn't, but when I look at the box score, I'm like, oh, Tobias Harris doing what he did the other night.
And I'm watching Josh Hart, who stunk yesterday on offense, grab 17 rebounds.
No, yeah,
hit 3 blocks in the fourth quarter.
But we've said this last year about this playoff run. If you're not scoring points, you got to do something,
else,
man.
Do something to help. And Josh Hart helps his team, and I got Tobias Harris. You're doing nothing.
This is, again, why I look a lot at Daryl Morey for this loss yesterday. They had a chance to offload Tobias at the deadline, and they didn't. And once again, everybody was okay with it.
Because they're saving the cap room for LeBron James.
Yeah, can't freaking wait. I'd rather keep Tobias Harris than get LeBron James next year.
You should dump that, okay? For my sanity, for yours, and I think it's offensive what you just said.
I might tweet it. As a basketball
fan, I'm offended as if you cursed.
I might even tweet it.
All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Terrence?
It's kind of hard for me to feel bad for Joel, man. Because to me, it comes down to mental toughness. And by him even addressing the fans showed where his mental toughness is. He was more worried about the fourth quarter. He was more worried about the fans cheering, the Knicks fans cheering, than scoring more than 2 points in the fourth quarter. And here's the matter of the fact of it is, and I'm going to get on that notes too, but the Sixers have had a 10-point lead in every game this series. And they still haven't won one of those games. And somehow the Sixers miraculously get by the first round. These guys aren't even getting to the Eastern Conference. I don't think so. Because to me, it comes down to coaching also. You got one guy score 50 points, half of the team points, Nick Nurse. To me, it was like a Doc Rivers game to me. You don't double team one time. I kept seeing ISO with Brunson. When you had DiCincenzo, he had 8 points. Hart had 4 points. And you let Brunson just torture the whole game. I didn't see one double team. Nick Nurse, I need the adjustment. I'm hearing you're a better coach than Doc Rivers. I need that adjustment, bro. Like, this is like the same old stuff with these Philly sports. I heard one caller say it before. And I heard Kyle say it before. It's heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. We're Philadelphians. Yeah, we like to go to the playoffs. But we like to win. We're not losers. We like to be in second place. We don't like to get to the finals and lose. We don't like to make the playoffs lose in the first round or the second round. We like to win. So six draw and beat, I don't want to hear about no fans, bro. Are you kidding me? I want you to show some dominance. I heard you said earlier, look at Ant-Man. This guy is opposing his will. That's when you're a great player. You oppose your will.
He's a killer. Yeah, I mean, you could see it, right? He's young, but he's a killer. And Terrence, that's my issue with it. Like, I get it. I felt similar to Embiid. Right. But, like, after the game, after you stunk it up in the fourth quarter, the response has to be, I got to play better. I need to give them something to cheer about. That's absolutely the way you answer that.
Yeah.
One more quick thing I want to say about us getting Cooper and Mitchell. I feel like it's a great thing because that's letting me know that Slay and Bradbury, you guys are on the time clock. If you keep getting burnt toast this year, your time is up, fellas. Your time is up.
No question. Like Terrence, man, you're right. We appreciate it. I mean, I think Bradbury's time is already up. I don't think Bradbury's going to be playing on this team very much longer, whether it's a cut after June 1st or whatever. And then we threw out the idea earlier that if these Thundercats, as you would call
young
them,
Thundercats,
if
man.
They play well in camp, maybe the Eagles would be moved to make a trade. And again, it doesn't mean I go back to the Sam Bradford thing with Wentz. I don't think the plan was to trade Sam Bradford, Hugh, before the season started. But a team lost their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Their young quarterback looked like he was ready in camp. And they said, all right, well, take him. So, like, imagine if a playoff team loses a good starting corner and they're like, oh, we're screwed.
Yeah, well, and he's expendable.
The Eagles have a starting corner.
I tell you what, man. If I was back in the day when I was playing and the Eagles went out and got, say, for instance, just for the sake of the room, 4 defensive ends in the draft, however they got them. Like, as good as I was, I would not be comfortable. Because that means that they're looking – like, let's be realistic here. They feel that there needs to be an upgrade at that position, so much so that they're playing the numbers game. Like, I'm just being honest.
It's like
playing the numbers
throwing
game.
Darts, hopefully one's going to hit.
Hopefully one of them's going to stick, or two or three. Now, we can say, like, Quinyon Mitchell, regardless to how – we can talk about this all you want to talk about it, was considered the best corner in the draft, hands down. You got him. You have another guy who was projected as a first rounder, and you got him in the second round. I'm not comfortable. I don't give a damn if I am coming off a Pro Bowl. That they are telling you, and when you look at that room, they are saying that we feel like we can upgrade at this position. We feel like we need to upgrade this secondary. And guess what? Whether you want to believe it or not, you're a part of that. I would not be sleeping well at night knowing that somebody's coming for your job. And you best to be ready. If you really want to be here and you love the city like you say you do, then you best to be uncomfortable, because this is what this is going to be. You're going to be remember when Jimmy Johnson took over for the Miami Dolphins? And we all knew that Dan Marino wasn't a rollout quarterback. He was a pocket passer. What did Jimmy Johnson make him do? He made his ass get out the pocket and start running around, moving around. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be uncomfortable in this situation. And if I'm one of those corners, you bet. Like, I don't know what you were doing this weekend, but this upcoming week, you better be getting ready to go out there and fight for your job.
Compete.
Yeah, for real.
I like that.
You better be ready to fight for your job.
After what we saw last year, I think we all should welcome that. Some competition in the secondary. And if the young guys are the best guys, the old guys can get out of here. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to all your reaction here on the Eagles, the draft, what they did, Cooper DeJean, Jeremiah Trotter. At 1 o'clock, Hugh's going to give his thoughts on maybe the most intriguing draft pick of them all, the third-round pick, the pass rusher that very few knew about. We'll get to that coming up at 1. On the other side, your calls on Embiid, on the Eagles, and we will give a few minutes to the hottest team in town, the one the team just keeps winning, the 19-10 Phillies, including a couple players that are just off to red hot starts this season. That's next Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.